It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In news out of North Canaan, resident state trooper Dwayne LaFroyer is leaving the position this Friday, according to First Selectman Charles Parati. He said at the meeting of the Board of Selectmen he's received a promotion to be working for the State Police Major Crime Squad out of Troop B in Canaan. He has been the resident trooper for about a year. Parati said he was sorry to lose him because he'd been an excellent in the position. They'll be working with Troop B Commander Baldwin to find a replacement. Meanwhile, the Board of Selectmen announced that Randy DiBella of Kramer & Anderson has been chosen as the new attorney, beginning September 1st, replacing Judith Dixon, who is retiring. In New York State, Lucky Orphans Horse Rescue announced plans to establish the William R. Updegraff MD Memorial Fund, which will help compensate for equine medical care at the nonprofit. The first grant of $10,000 has been donated by the Marion E. Cantwell Test Mary Trust. Dana Marcuso, the founder of Lucky Orphans, stated the 50 Fun Forever rescued horses and the entire team are grateful for such generous local support. They plan to have a special plaque made in honor of the endowment. Dr. Updegraff was a Dutchess County resident. Retiring after 50 years of service at the age of 79, he was a recipient of numerous awards. He passed away at the age of 97, having left a legacy of love for his patients, family, and friends. Fat Boys and Little Men, a young rock band from southeastern Massachusetts, performing at the Bushnell Sage Library from 3 to 5 p.m. for a free library rock concert. You're invited to come out and build with the band. They like Legos. They're located on Main Street in Sheffield. In Germantown at 6 p.m., Harmonies on the Hudson with Peter Livingstone Holsapple. Livingstone Descendant performs at the historic Claremont Mansion. The Sunset Music Series rolls on. The group Stash will be performing. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise at the Couch Pipa VFW post on Route 7. It runs from 7 till 9 p.m. In Egremont, storytelling and stand-up with Oprah Eisenberg, a comedian, radio show host, and author, presents her new show. That is at The Barn. In Great Barrington on the 17th, it's Berkshire South's annual gala. Berkshire South will honor State Representative William Smitty Pignatelli. On the 17th in Red Hook, New York, the Hot Sardines will wrap up the Spiegelnut season at Bard College. It begins at 8:30. Community Day coming up on Saturday, August 18th at 9 o'clock in the morning at the Military Branch of Salisbury Bank and Trust. There will be a free shred event and a food drive at that time at the Military Branch located at 87 Main Street in Millerton, New York. On the 18th in Stockbridge, it's a Stockbridge Summer Arts and Crafts Show with more than 80 juried selected artists and artisans in one place. On the 18th in Spencertown, New York, in between 10 and 5, is the Columbia County Open Gardens Day. And guess what? The Gardens of Margaret Roach are once again on the agenda. Copic Falls, you can tour the Gardens of Margaret Roach, buy plants, and also attend a lecture. A car show is going on at the annual fly-in at the airport in Great Barrington on Route 71 on Saturday. The car show from 10 to 4. Special awards presented at 3. If it's raining, that show will be canceled. Now there'll be race cars, street rods, muscle cars, classic cars, antiques, customs, imports, and more. It's sponsored by the Couch VFW Post in Canaan, Connecticut. That fly-in is some amazing fundraiser. Copaic Grange presents Pets in the Park contest Saturday from 10 to 11:30. It's rain or shine. It benefits Gina's Animal Rescue Fund at the Copaic Grange. Bring your pets to enter them to win in 6 great categories. Most friendly, best tail, most affectionate, best behaved sometimes, best handshake, and most vocal. Pets in the Park will take place near the Copaic Ironworks in the Taconic State Park in Copaic Falls, New York. For more information, nycfriedman@gmail.com. Berkshire Paint and Sip holding a kids' paint party, ages 6 and up, Saturday, August 18th from 11 to 1 at the Diamant Library in Falls Village. You can learn to paint a bright summer image of sunshine dragonflies on a 16 by 20 canvas. Now the $25 donation includes all painting materials, instruction, and refreshments. You can reserve seats online at berkshirepaintandsip.com or by calling 413-205-8346. On the 18th in Tivoli, New York, Extreme Ballet Showcase at the Catspan International Dance Center. Performance featuring ballet students from across the country and the Philippines. St. Martin of Tours Parish Immaculate Conception Church 4th Annual Community Picnic happens on the church grounds, 4 North Street in Norfolk, Connecticut on Saturday. Food 1 to 4, Mass under the tent at 5. Hot dogs, hamburgers, sausage, pepper grinders, fries, salads, ice cream, and more. Aaron Ogg, Boston Irish Band under the tent all afternoon. There's a raffle, Kia sedan, John Deere tractor, Weber grill, and more. And it's free for all. The Baker Talks, back in Sharon at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum on Saturday from 4 till 5 p.m. You can join in with Jesse Sheehan, a Sharon resident, a cookbook writer and recipe developer and food blogger. By the way, if you want more information, 860-364-5688. Adam Van Doren will discuss his book, The Stones of Yale, on August 18th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall. It is open to the public. In New Marlborough, Massachusetts, members of the New Marlborough Volunteer Fire Company holding their 25th annual pig roast on Saturday at the fire station on Norfolk Road in Southfield. The dinner includes roast pork and turkey. We serve from 5 till 7, followed by dancing to live music and a raffle with more than 50 prizes. There will also be a face painter for children. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for children. Tickets for both the raffle and dinner are available at Mill River General Store and from any New Marlborough Fire Company member. For more information about the pig roast, 413-229-0291. This is a special for all Sharon Playhouse veterans. That's right. If you're a veteran, the Sharon Playhouse wants to salute you. They would like to honor you for your service by offering you 2 free tickets to Always Patsy Cline on Sunday, August 19th at 3 p.m. You can contact Joanna Hahn at 860-921-7566 with your name, and 2 tickets will be waiting for you at the will call booth. If you need assistance, contact Miriam Jones at 860-397-5296. Apothecary for Chronic Lyme Disease being held at the Cornwall Town Hall, 26 Pine Street in Cornwall on Sunday from 2 to 4. Speakers will be Larry Mance, Estella DeLuca, and Jim Prentice. How honeybee venom kills the bacteria that causes Lyme disease and how to treat yourself at home. For more information, contact Jim Prentice at 860-672-6101. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 137.51 to 25,162.41. NASDAQ starts off today at 77.74.12, and the S&P 500 at 28.18.37. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.